Parshas Balak, fascinating parasha with the most complex, unbelievably difficult individual, Bilam. Very, very complex person. But the Gemara says in Brachos, like you based on this, the Gemara says, Bikshu likvaya Parshas Balak b'Krishma. In other words, if you want to look at any other option, what you should add in to Krishma, not a Seres HaDibros, right, and not... not the ideas of Haftarecho Kamecho. Big Shulik Voya Parshas Balak the Krishna. Parshas Balak from all things in Krishna. Ubi Pnei Maloi Kavua. Why did it not put it in? Mishum Tirach Hatzibul. Because people feel there's too much of a Tiracha. In other words, there's obviously a message over here in Parshas Balak that is more nutritious, that gives us more ideas of Musa and understanding of what Ratzon Hashem is than everything else. Only because of time constraint, we couldn't possibly pull it through. What is the idea? What do we learn from this parasha? And there's a huge amount, but I want to just focus on a few very interesting divritoria that I saw along my journeys. The prophet says, if you look in Perek Chof Beis, Pasuk Chof Aleph, Vayokom Bilam Baboike. Bilam got up in the morning. Okay? Fine. Vayachav Oishas Asoinoi, and he saddled his ass. Vayelech Im Sori Moyov, and he went with Sori Moyov. Now, this doesn't look like a particularly striking pasuk. He got up in the morning. Okay. V'yachav v'yishas ha'soinoi. That's really a little bit more interesting. So Rashi says, V'yachav v'yishas ha'soinoi. Mikan shahasina mikalkeles es ashura. From here we see how much hatred can overcome common sense. Shechov ashuva atzmoi. That he himself was one who harnessed his ass, which was clearly not befitting for a person of his stature. Right, he's a nefesh rechava. He's a guy with a tremendously great ego to take and to take to himself and not allow his stable boy to do his ass, and for himself to go along and do it. That enthusiasm was clearly not befitting of him. So why did he do it? Because he overcame it. Omar Kodesh Baruch Hu said to him, Rosha. Kva kadamcha Avram Avihem. Avram Avinu already did it. Shnema v'yashkin Avram Abayke v'yachvesh es chamoiroi. Avram Avinu saddled his own donkey. What is he doing saddling his donkey? What's the idea behind it? And what is this? Avram Avinu already did it before you. So what? Asma. What's the idea behind this? So Rav Moshe Feinstein has a very, very beautiful thought, and he says that this. And he says he can see this on other people and he can see it on yourself. He says, the Pasuk says, into Vakshano, Kekesev, Kumatzmoin, into Chapseno, Oz Tovin Yiras Hashem. The person looks into business and into finding breakthroughs in the financial world, then he'll begin to understand how to face and to look for Yiras Hashem, for Yiras Shemayim. In other words, there's a huge amount of effort people put in to making money. Huge amounts. People willing to travel all over the world. People willing to put in 18 hours a day. People willing to live in difficult conditions in order to live, to go to some far off place, be there for 4 weeks and stay in some terrible hotel to make some money and to bring back money. People willing to do huge amounts of things in order to make money. If a person wants to really see how to have proper Yiras Shamayim, how to have a proper plan in life in Ruchnius, look at these people and take a message for yourself. How much to invest in their life in order to build their shtus that's going to last for 80, 90, 100, 120 years? Are you willing to do that same thing for yourself? These very same people who are willing to travel and they leave early in the morning, 4 o'clock in the morning, and they're at the airport and they come off the plane and they go straight to work, and these people, when they come back home and 10 o'clock at night, they're ready, you know, they're lying on the couch, oh, I've got no koyach now to go to Marav. Really? Really? If you had a guy who had a business deal in close of you, $250,000 in Eilat, you'd go in your car now and drive all the way down there with no problem at all. Into Vakshana Kikesa Katmoinim, Oz Tov Yiras Hashem. You have to understand Yiras Hashem. Bilam wanted to make a kitrug. He says, Rabbeinu Shleilam, look how much, look at me, I'm such an important person. You know, can you imagine? I'm not saying this Donald Trump is a roch gavoya or in any way arrogant, but can you imagine him filling up his tires in the morning, opening up, putting antifreeze in his engine, yeah, getting his hands a bit greasy with the cleaning of the car, yeah? Everybody says, look what I'm willing to do. Look what I'm willing to do in order for my business. Is Klal Yisrael willing to do that for their business? Do Klai Yisrael get up in the morning and be mevazah themselves the way I mevazah myself? And he wants to make a kitrug. Comes on the Rebbeinu Shleimu Olam and says, "You Rasha." HaKadosh Baruch Hu said, "You Rasha." Many years back, Avraham Avinu has already diffused this bomb. He himself, Avraham Avinu, their father, grandfather, did this. And he was also mevazah himself. And therefore, don't come along with the kitrug, because Avraham Avinu already did it before you. And therefore, it's not a kitrug. Says Rav Moshe, were Avraham Avinu not to have done that, Itzaka would have been a kitrug. A kitrug means an accusation against Klal Yisrael. An accusation against Klal Yisrael. Why don't you do this?
Like we have the impact of the Yetzer Hara. To do bad things, he pushed the people, but to do good things.
It's a very difficult battle. But in Hanama, Yetzer Hara makes a fool out of us.
Yes.
But we've got to focus on Yetzer Hara and say, one second, Yetzer Hara, you're willing to make me do this crazy amount of things for money. Let me do this crazy amount of things for good things too. Right? We have to learn from it. Exactly. That's exactly the point. Right? That's exactly the point. And that is, says Rav Moshe, is the idea we've got to learn from this Kvar Kamdov Kadam Nucha Avraham Avinu. Now, the Manal of Gate said, Rav Chizkiyo Eliezer Khan, he said a very, very nice thought, which it seems like the Shem Shmuel disagrees with. Okay? But I'll say both different Torah. He says, the parallel between Bilam doing what he did and Avraham Avinu doing what he did, it looks like the same action. Both of them getting up in the morning, both lilling their ass, both of them are doing things that are way below their dignity. And Bilam says, "Rabbeinu Shleilam, look at me. Yeah, and the Gosh Prophet says, "No, Avraham Avinu already did that." He says, that is a very primitive way of looking at the situation. They may have done the same action, but the motive behind it could not have been more different. He said, for example, you see a guy who is driving incredible speed. He's in his car, he's got his 4-litre Porsche, and he is speeding through the lights, right? This guy's a Zoris. Got his reasons, right? You see, outside the window, you see a guy running with his talisman tefillin. The guy's a Zoris, right? Psh, Gavaldi, both reason. Right? Both of these people have reasons. They have reasons in English?
Alacrity.
There you go. They both have alacrity. Call a cup up to them. They both have a good bit of alacrity. The answer is, in South Africa you have an education. The answer is that it's absolutely, completely not the case. The guy who is driving his Porsche, he is a biggest otzel. He is such an otzel that he's so lazy that he completely has no control over the Yetzer Hara. He's a Baal Taiva who is seeking out more money and more money and more money, buying himself every stupid thing possible, not giving away anything to anybody else, and he has no control over himself. Not every case. I'm talking about in a particular case, right? He's an otzel. And why is he doing all this? Because the Yetzer Hara is pumping him along to shoot along and do as many possible things in order to not have to work in the Yetzer Hara, work in your tiber instead. Masha Inkin, a person who's getting up and he's running with a talisman tefillin and he's doing the Shem Shemayim, he's doing Favodas Hashem, is exactly the opposite. He's a Zoris. Bilam, he got up in the morning to do what? To make money. To destroy Klal Yisrael, to curse, and the Kodesh Baruch Hu said, don't curse. There's one person doing it. Avraham Avinu, what was he doing? He got up early to shech his only son for Ratzon Hashem. So Kvar Kadamucho, he's already done it earlier, does not mean that in historical times Avraham Avinu has preceded you by however many hundreds of years. The whole quality of what was done is a complete... You're trying to be a Zoris. Don't be such an idiot. You're not a Zoris. You're an otzel. Avraham Avinu was a Zoris. He was willing to give up his own child for a Rabbeinu Shleilam. That's reasons. And therefore, says Mecheskel Khan, don't be blinded by just mere actions. Don't get blinded by actions. You have to see the motive behind it. And if the motive is incorrect, then don't do it. If the motive is correct, do it. A middah can be used for the good and for the bad. And therefore the zrizus is not necessarily zrizus if it's used for terrible things. And that's what the Pasuk is saying, Kvar Kadam Nucha. However, the Shem Shmuel, and he brings rise for this, he says, don't underestimate Bilam. You're dealing here with a person who had the Nevuah the same level as Moshe Rabbeinu, to an extent, whatever that means, right? An enormously intelligent person, enormously clever person, enormously manipulative person. But you're dealing here with a person who used Satan and the fires to fly in the sky. You're not dealing here with a primitive person. Look at me, HaKadosh Baruch Hu, he did it, look at me. You're dealing here with a person who has a sophistication of understanding of Ruchnius. You're dealing here with a person who is a tremendous Rasha. But he knew what was going on. Don't give him this thing that, look at me, I'm being a Zoris. He spoke to Kodesh Baruch Hu, but it's about Klari Amihiro. Yeah, some unfortunately had the same level. Enormous, enormously great person. But Lekom Ki Yisrael Ke Moshe Oid. They never stood in the Yisrael like Moshe Beinu. But Umos Ha'olam Kom. It was in Umos Ha'olam by the Goyim. They had somebody in a level of Nevuah like Moshe Beinu. That was Bilam. It was enormously great. So don't come along and say, yeah, look, Moshe, look at me, I'm trying to be a Zoris. Yeah. It's not a Zoris. You're taking away, you're making it far too simplified. That's not who we're talking about. So he says, no. He says there was an ideological idea behind this, and it was a brilliant move on behalf of Bilam. But Kodesh Baruch Hu saw right this week. Rebbein Shleilam, says Bilam, you have a very small government. You've taken the smallest nation, and you've totally ignored the wider coalition of 70 nations. You've taken Klal Yisrael. And Klal Yisrael, in kol hakavod, they're lovely and they're wonderful and they do mitzvahs, but you're taking and you're minimizing your kavod shemayim to one small nation. Why are you ignoring a wider coalition? Rabbein Shalom, take 70 nations, forget about Klal Yisrael, you know what, you can use Klal Yisrael as well, but take 70 nations and let there be kavod shemayim in 70 nations. Yeah? He says, not only that, we daven for that, and he's right. Yeah? The Pasuk says, they're all going to have a way of speaking, all going to say Hashem. And also we daven, why focus on Klal Yisrael? Focus on all the other Umos HaOlam. I want there to be Kvod Shemayim in the world. And he read Zechayim. You know, read Zechayim means he spoke out, he made out as if he mamish, he made it as his passion of Kvod Shemayim. But it was really all just to undermine Klal Yisrael. It's done in all the dust to say, Rabbi Yisrael, leave Klal Yisrael out. It's a wider coalition. You don't need these frummers manipulating the results of your decisions. Right? Let's get a wider coalition and let's get more votes from the outside. So there's Rabbi Yisrael on Kvar Kedanucha Avram Avicho. You can't do that. Avram Avinu was somebody who was willing to sacrifice his whole future for me. Nobody with his Shivim Umos had the same koyach and passion put through 10 nisayans to Avram Avinu. You can't do that. And therefore, don't come along with your Baba Mises that you're looking with Kvod Shemayim and that you're trying to do something for Kvod Shemayim in order to this rizus of the passion and getting up early in order to bring kiruv to all the goyim that they should understand who you are. And maybe, you know, don't take Jews so seriously. Rabbi Yisrael says, no. I've already tested Avraham Avinu. I know exactly who he is. When it comes to giving up his own child, does it as rizus, and therefore it's too late. You cannot make me leave Klal Yisrael behind. Okay? So this is a little bit different to the Cheskel Khan. Cheskel Khan says he was fooling himself, and the Shemesh Mor says it was a very fine, delicate concept of a misled Shem Shemayim where he tried to get away with it when he didn't, but it's far more sophisticated than the way the Kessel Khan puts it through. But I just want to finish off with a vot from Rishim Shvab, which is a fascinating vot. He says this in his selected speeches, and it's a very, very amazing vot. And we see this ourselves. I remember now as a child, I had my brother-in-law would often go to Russia, and he was sent by an English guy, I forgot his name, to go on secret missions to take with them tefillin and take with them matzahs. Yeah, I forgot his name. What's that?
My wife was one of the many people he sent over.
Yeah? And we're talking, and you tell your kids today about the communist times, about Russia, they look at you like dinosaur. Like, where did you crawl out from? Jurassic World? I mean, what was this? What's going on here? Right? And it didn't happen so long ago. Margaret Thatcher said that in her day, communism will never fall. And it did. Without very much happening, it did. How did it fall? So Shimon Shvad said in a myriad of words, he said, look in the parasha. You've got to go through it, and it's like the backwards and forwards over here is unbelievable. Chof base. Look inside. Chof base. The Yochum Bilema Boike gets up and he saddles his donkey and he goes and Sarah Mayor. Akosh gets angry. Before that. Pasuk Chof. Chof Beis Pasuk Chof. V'yavo Elokim Abinam Laila. V'yayim Eloi. Elokim, HaKadosh Baruch Hu came to him and said to him, Im Likro Lecha Bo Anoshim Kum Leich Itom. If they tell you to come, go with them. V'achet Adov Ashtab Elecho Oysu Yisase. Do what I say. But go with them. Gvun Tahayt, go with them. Says Rashi, on one condition. Im Likro Lecha, Im Hikriya Shulcha, V'sova Ata Litu Lelecho Schar, if they're going to pay you well, go with them. If they pay you well, go with them. If it's all about money, go, you know, study your principles for a few days. Go with them. So he does. He goes with them. He gets up early in the morning. Kodesh Baruch Hu gets angry with him. Why does Hashem get angry with him? He told him to go. And he sends in this malach. He carries on the psukim. So anyway, he sees a malach and he stops him. I'm sorry, very sorry. If it's bad in your eyes, I'll go back. Fine, you're ready to go back. No, go. What is this? Pulling. What's that here? What's going on over here? Yep. What's that here behind this? Says Rishim and Shvab. That idea behind it is one idea, and that is HaKadosh Baruch Hu says Gesundheit go, on one condition, that it's not Lishmo. If they're going to pay you and that you're doing for ulterior motives, go, because if you don't have a Lishmo in it, it's worth nothing. Gesundheit go. So you say go. If they pay you, go, because you're not doing it now for your rishus, you're doing it because you're being paid. The Vakasha go. Carries on the pasuk. He gets up early in the morning with enthusiasm. This isn't money. This isn't money anymore. This is idealism. He has sinner that overrides his intellect, and that is not money anymore. Kosh Baruch Hu gets angry with him. What are you doing? Stop. I don't want you to go. It's too much Lishma over here. It's dangerous. So the malach stops him. So now he's pulled back. Oi, I'm really sorry. If it's ra, if it's very bad, I won't go. In other words, my sinner isn't so bad anymore. So then the malach says, if that's the case, not so lishmo anymore, go. Says the Shimon Shvav, the koyach behind an action is not the action that's done, it's the motive behind it and the amount of the shem shemayim you're willing to put into the action. He said communists had the power to do such an amazing job at brainwashing millions and millions of people because it meant the shem shemayim, or the original ones meant the shem shemayim. He said he had a fellow in his street who was with him in school, and he came from a firm family. He became a communist, and his family disowned him, and his yeshiva disowned him, and he went through terrible times in Germany, and he stood in the front and they made a big protest in the town. He walked in the front there. He was a Rosh of the Shem Shemayim, and they were so successful because the Rishos of the Shem Shemayim. So the Shimon Shvab, what managed to destroy this Shem Shemayim? Midot Tova Merubah. It was a few hundred or a thousand Balei Tshuva in Russia who stood up to enormous persecution. And they did Reb Esas and his Talmidim, Reb Esas and Reb Yitzchak Silva, who stood up L'Shem Shemayim. And they said, you want to do this L'Shem Shemayim? I'm going to fight L'Shem Shemayim. That L'Shem Shemayim was able to completely wear down an enormous sheker that was in the world, to the extent that it became over, the Iron Curtain just fell without almost a bullet fired. That is the koyach of the L'Shem Shemayim. As long as there's a L'Shem Shemayim, one can do anything. As long as the motives are right, we can do anything. As long as we learn from ourselves and from other people how to work and build a proper structure of business based of our spiritual business, based on what other people willing to invest in their business, then this parasha is a perfect parasha that should have been put into parashas Kriya Shema, but unfortunately we don't have time every day, so at least once a year we hear this parasha.